Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies, bring this back, ladies and gentlemen. That's the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album, which I encourage you to find. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here. And also, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Marie Dubuque, an outstanding member, longtime member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach, etiquette, social interaction expert, and you can find her on youtube.com/Marie Dubuque, and that's D-U-B-U-Q-U-E, three U's in that name. Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I know that you spend time working on, thinking about, and talking people about is the different generations in the marketplace, in the workforce, right, that we have right now. It's probably a little more, there are probably more generations in the marketplace now than ever before, but mostly the issue is not that there are more generations, but there seems to be a lot more difference between the generations than ever before. What do you think?
Right, right. And I get a lot of viewers on my YouTube channel that are early 20s and late teens, and I'm seeing a big difference because I've been doing this, oh my gosh, 5 or 6 years now, and I've seen a major shift in how they interact with not only each other, but in work situations. And they're full of knowledge. They're very tech savvy, but they have a serious problem communicating, whether it's dating, like I talked about, because that's mainly what I talk about on my YouTube channel. Yeah, dating, because, and the big questions I get is, I'm so used to texting, how do I carry on a conversation in real life? And that, I'm not kidding. That's a real prevalent question, isn't it? And so then, let's carry that over into the workplace. Then how does a manager, a person who hires these kids, and he wants to hire them or she because they're so tech savvy, and we talked about this during the break, they have a lot of knowledge, but then they have problems with their communication skills, and I know a lot of colleges are working on that. But these managers now have this new problem. How do I get these kids to learn how to communicate face-to-face when in previous generations they never had to do that? That was innate. And now it's not. So that's a whole new problem.
Well, and so that generation, that texting generation, the ones that, when I say texting generation, I mean they've been doing this now since they were 9 years old.
Right.
That generation is now coming into the marketplace, aren't they?
And they're looking for jobs, and they're having a terrible time. And like I said, it's not because they don't have the knowledge, because they do. They're so, I mean, my gosh, they can text, and they can tweet, and they can
coding
or whatever,
they have information.
Right,
they're tech
right.
savvy, and they have some information. But anyway, mostly now another thing to think about this generation, they're not just tech savvy; they're tech dependent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's
right.
complicating part of this. So how do we deal with this? How do we help them help themselves?
Right, and the managers come in, the person that hires them, you want to hire them because you need these tech-savvy people, but then they deal with customers and they have no idea, so you got to teach them. And you know what? I tell these kids the most basic thing. They have trouble with eye contact, so I tell people, okay, if you have trouble looking at their eyes, put their eyebrows and smile. And I tell them the most basic.
Doesn't that seem innate?
Like,
doesn't
it
amaze you that
not.
Somebody would say, I can't look at someone?
Right. Oh, it's, but Jim, I mean, I know it's mind-boggling, but I'm so used to it by now. And so that's what these managers have to tell these kids. Think about what you consider innate is not with them. So you have to tell them, step by step, everything that you know, but they don't. And tell them point by point what they need to say and do and how they need to act in front of a customer. You have to do it. And so that seems so crazy, doesn't it? But
well,
you
know, I'll tell you something else, Marie. This is also an indictment. If you've got a child who can't look at people in the face because of they of all this stuff we've been talking about, then that's a parental failure, as far as I'm concerned. I've got grandchildren. I've got a 14-year-old grandson who's a wonderful kid, but when he and I are together and he pulls his technology out, if you know, sometimes I let him play with it, but most of the time I say, put that down. You and I are going to talk a while. We're going to ride down the road and look at the cows or the woods. I'm going to talk about, you know, what's going on out here in life. I don't let them get away with that, is my point. So if there's a kid, folks, if your child fits the profile of Maurice talking about, then you failed. This is a failure on your part.
I got to say it like it is, Marie. Yeah, but they're shy. They're shy. A lot of these kids are shy too, because maybe they haven't had the experience. Either it's nature or nurture, and it depends on the kid. But I don't want to say, I don't want to blame these poor parents, because they're having to deal with this, and it's hard.
No,
I'm
not going to let them off the hook, Marie, because well, look, I mean, you know, there were shy people when you and I were coming up too.
Right.
This is not about being shy. I do think the parents have allowed the technology to become the babysitter.
I mean, which came first? I know what you're saying, and I do get a lot of shy people that come to my site. Then they're the ones that a lot of times have trouble dating, but they also have trouble in the job interviewing. But
hey,
it's a whole other topic.
I got to wrap it up, Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. Marie, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I sure will. Thanks, Jim. Great talking to you.
YouTube.com/ Marie Dubuque, and that's Dubuque with four U's, three U's, I should say. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.